All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Sorry we're late, joystick folks. There's a lot going on in the Grimm camp right now. So, yeah, nothing bad, just a lot of game updates and things like that. I had a lot of stuff going on. By the way, this gets an update next week. The public version of Ripples version 8 comes out on July 13th. So, definitely look forward to that, because like all the other versions, it will be completely free. So, make sure you pick that up if you want to continue the story. We will also have that update. Alright. Sure. Thank you, sweetie. You want me to stand behind and do it? No, stay there. I'm gonna lay on my stomach and you can sit beside me or on my back. I don't care which one. Alright, I'm ready. This should be interesting. You said shoulders, right? Yeah. So how are things with Darcy? You guys picking back up where you left off? Yep, I'm glad she's back. I just stopped by her house and we played video games just like old times. That's good. That's good about Darcy or the shoulder massage? Both. It's been so long since I've had a massage. Her skin is very soft and smooth. You can tell she takes excellent care of her body. While you're at it, can you do my lower back, like, the sides? Here? Yes, right there. It's been a long time since I've had nice, large hands on my body. This is giving me thoughts I shouldn't be having. I've missed being touched like this. Her boobs are getting squeezed against the couch and spilling out the sides. Oh man, I'm trying not to have sexual thoughts right now, but this is really hard. I already embarrassed myself enough yesterday by getting a boner in front of her. Oh, I really needed this. Thank you, Grimm. You're welcome. You do a lot for me, so I don't mind. Well, if that's the case, I might have to start asking you to do it more often. Jessica told me no the last time I asked her. I've never had my hands all over Tiffany like this before. I want to take advantage of you and tell you to do my legs, but I won't make you do that. You can go take your shower now. All those high kicks in the video really did a number on me. Well, that's Billy Blanks and his Ty Bo. Is she trying to guilt me into doing her legs? Why did she have to mention that? I can do this for Tiffany. She's the most important person in my life. I shouldn't say no just because I might get a boner. You wouldn't want that. I can rub your legs if you want me to. Are you sure? I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable or anything. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, I just need you to do my thighs, and then you can go. That's the only sore spot that's left. Thighs. Are you sure? Yeah, you're not touching my ass or anything. If it makes you uncomfortable, we can stop. No, I can do it. Right here? Yeah, and up to the bottom of my shorts.
Alright, there we go. Oh, God. I'm only like 3 or 4 inches away from her vagina. And I'm making her ass move every time I do it. I have no clue what I'm doing. Don't worry, you're doing a great job. Just keep doing that. Don't get a boner, don't get a boner, don't get a boner. This is wrong. And right? Valerie's gonna be so jealous if she finds out I got a massage from you.
Her eyes were eating you alive yesterday. I told her to lay off and find someone her own age. She doesn't even try to hide the fact that she's trying to seduce you.
I can tell. Oh my, that feeling. It's sending shivers throughout my body. Oh my god, I'm starting to get wet. I need to stop this right away. Is she moaning because the massage feels good, or is she getting turned on? What do you think?
Okay, Grimm, that's enough.
Oh, sorry.
Don't apologize. You did a wonderful job. Maybe too good of a job. Did she stop me because she was getting too turned on? Alright, I'm gonna jump in the shower now. Oh, I forgot to tell you. When I got home from work, I found Jessica sleeping in your bed. I asked her what she was doing, and she said she was waiting for you to come home and fell asleep. I think she's still in there.
Oh, okay.
She was going crazy earlier today. She called me at work telling me that Darcy didn't know where you're at and I need to come home. I came home and found her crying, and that's when we decided to call the cops. Then you finally called and I went back to work, but she skipped all her classes today. Make sure you apologize to her, Grimm.
I already did, but I'll do it again.
She was pissed when I told her that you finally called, so I just let her vent and be nice to her. Just let her vent and be nice to her. Alright? I wanted to jump in the shower really quick before talking to Jessica, but she's in my room and I need to grab some clean clothes. Well, I guess I'll go and talk to her and get it over with. She's still sleeping. Maybe if I'm quiet, I can grab some clean clothes and not wake her up. Oh, fuck. That thong hardly covers anything. Tiffany always tells her that one day she's gonna show something she doesn't want to accidentally. This might be a good example of that. I shouldn't just sit here and stare. You sneak around your room and grab clean clothes. Ah, she has that teddy bear I gave her when I first moved in here. I wonder if she always sleeps with it. She looks so sweet and innocent right now. Aha, if only that were true. I better go take that shower before she wakes up. You take a quick shower and head back to your room. I'll add a little force when I close the door so she wakes up. Ugh! Grim! You're finally home! Jessica runs off the bed and jumps on you. Whoa! I instinctively grabbed a hold of her ass cheeks when I caught her, and since she's wearing such a short skirt, I'm getting two handfuls of bare ass. I'm so sorry for yelling at you. I'm getting hugs from everyone today. I thought she was gonna start yelling at me and hit me like Darcy did. I shouldn't speak too soon, though. That could still come at any time. Grim, can you let me down? You're grabbing my butt. All right, didn't mean to grab you there. I know, it's my fault for jumping on you. But why didn't you tell me you were still having nightmares about your father? I feel terrible for yelling at you now. I didn't expect her to be so nice to me. I might have to disappear more often. I didn't mention that? I must have forgotten when you were screaming at me over the phone. I'm sorry! I know how terrible nightmares can be. I once had a nightmare that the coffee plant went extinct and there was no more coffee in the world. It was so scary, Grim. I couldn't sleep for 2 days because I didn't want to risk dreaming of a world without coffee in it. Wow, that is pretty scary. I fucking love coffee. I'm so sorry, Grim. Stop apologizing. I understand why you were upset. I'm glad I'm not the one apologizing anymore. I'm sick of saying I'm sorry so many damn times today when I didn't do anything wrong. Well, I guess it was pretty idiotic to go into the power plant by myself and snoop around. You smell wonderful, like a waterfall on a spring day. Yeah, I just took a shower. And you didn't come and see me first? What the fuck? I've been waiting for you to come home so I could see you, and you took a shower first. Yup, spoke too soon. I did come in here and you were sleeping, so I decided to hop in the shower before I came to wake you. I wanted to be nice and fresh for the hug you told me you were going to give me. Oh, really? Now I feel bad again. Maybe I'm not the worst at lying after all. Let's sit down. My legs are sore from walking around all day. So you said you talked to Darcy earlier. Yeah, I called her to ask if she knew where you were. After I explained you weren't in your bed this morning and didn't go to school, we both got really worried. And the more we talked, the more I realized that she's not all that bad. Don't get me wrong, I still think she's a weirdo. There's nothing wrong with being weird. I think it's refreshing that she's not like other people. I've never met anyone like Darcy before. Whatever. I apologized to her for how I acted yesterday. I'm glad you did that. I think it meant a lot to Darcy. She got bullied when she was younger and sometimes still does. The last thing I need is for you to do the same. I'm not a bully. I just didn't like her, and I said whatever came to mind. I didn't mean any of it. I told her all of this when we talked on the phone. We talked for like 30 minutes and learned a lot about each other. We're cool now. I hope so. What are you doing? I'm tired. I'm gonna lay down and watch some TV. I'm trying to talk to you, Grim. Okay, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. I guess I said everything I wanted to say. Haha. Don't laugh at me. Well, you said you wanted to talk and then... I know, I just... Grim? What? Can I stay in here and watch TV with you? I didn't expect her to ask that. It's like she doesn't want to let me out of her sight now. Did she really think I would run away and leave her behind? Should I let her stay? Okay, you can stay. Thank you, but you don't get to choose what to watch. I know you like those trashy reality shows, which really aren't even a thing now, thank God. I just want to stay in here. One more thing. Can I lay with you like we did when we were younger? Is that okay? Alright, fine. Let's see. Guess I'll try this one now. Oh, it's an anime. I don't know what anime that is. Maybe you do, but I don't. I haven't watched an anime, like, in a while. I know it's, like, the most popular thing. And I used to be, like, the biggest anime nerd back in the 2000s. And the 80s and, the 90s and 2000s. But now I'm just, I don't know. I'm not really into it that much anymore. I still like the Arrowgate games that we do, but I just don't watch a lot of regular anime, even though everybody's telling me, watch this. I don't have the time, man. I don't know. I want to watch some grindhouse film or some cheesy flick from the 80s or the 90s or something. It's weird, man. Really? Anime? Hey, I said I get to choose. That also means no complaining. After talking to this girl at school about anime, I've had the urge to watch some, and this one looks interesting. Fine, I'll give it a chance. I hope it doesn't put me to sleep. 1 hour later. Oh my god, I can't believe they're eating that. I think I'm gonna throw up, but at the same time, I don't want to stop watching. Yeah, this is not what I expected, but it's interesting. I thought this was going to be lighthearted and fun when it first started. Then it turned really dark all of a sudden. Whatever this is, I guess I need to watch it. Because I do like those that start out really happy and then, oh my god, what the hell is this? I have to know what happens to them, though. Another hour later. I thought I was going to fall right to sleep, but between this anime and Jessica cuddling with me, I don't feel that tired anymore. Whoa, and that's his roommate? Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Oh wow, this is a crazy anime. What do you think about that kind of relationship? I'm not sure I should answer that question. I might weird her out if I say the wrong thing. I guess it all depends on the context of it. I don't see any problem with it as long as they're not harming anyone else. It's their life and no one should tell them how to live it. He thinks that type of relationship is okay? Maybe I'm not crazy for having these conflicting feelings after all. But that doesn't mean I should act on them or that he has similar feelings. Mom wouldn't be too happy about that if she found out. I was thinking about this recently and I wasn't sure how I should be feeling about it. I was feeling a little conflicted. But the way you put it, I think I can agree with it. She was recently thinking about relationships between roommates. It's normal for me to think about it because I'm a perv that likes to play adult games and watching anime that has all sorts of similar content. I wonder what made her think about that topic. This is a very sexual anime. This is nothing compared to Hentai. I bet you jack off to this stuff, huh? She's just gonna come right out and say that? Why do you ask? Is this anime turning you on? No, I just always thought it was weird that people masturbate to anime or hentai, but now I can see why. You, my dear, have seen the light. If you really get into the show, I can see how it can make someone horny. This is definitely making her horny. She can't lie to me. Hell, it's turning me on. Oh, damn! Her tits are about to pop out of her shirt. I can just about see her nipples. Just about. They're right there, sir. Well, just because it's an anime, it doesn't mean these stories can't instill real feelings within us. I don't know why, but you sounded really smart when you said that. Like something an anime philosopher would say. An anime philosopher. Okay, shut up now. I want to watch this. I have no idea what these animes are, and that shows how out of the loop I am. I do know that the hair color determines the personality of the character. So usually like, what is it, like the blue-haired or the violet-haired, they're usually more subdued characters, where the red are more fiery. I think that's why they have the different hair colors. I could be wrong, but that's how I remember it being. Oh, that's really something coming from someone that didn't want to watch anime in the first place. Just this anime. You got me invested and I want to keep watching now. You and Jessica continue watching anime for a while. Looks like she fell asleep. I can hear her lightly snoring. I'll just let her sleep. She'll wake up and go to her room eventually. The last 24 hours have been insane. Did I really just cause Jenny to work at the power plant? If so, instead of preventing her death, I caused it. But how was I supposed to know that would happen? And that fucking guy at the power plant, who the hell was that? He had a very deep and raspy voice. Never heard anything like that. Why did he say I did what needed to be done? Was he talking about my part in setting Jenny on course to work at the power plant? Was it all a setup for me to go back and do that? And that girl's cry for help, was she setting me up to lure me into the power plant? How do they know I would ultimately decide to go into the power plant? I have so many questions. Was that guy at the power plant my dad? Was he also sent back in time? No! Dad wouldn't let me cause Jenny's death, and he wouldn't have talked to me like that. That guy was a dick. Besides, he was very old-looking and had scars on his face. Dad was always a nice and loving person. I'm sure he would have hugged me or told me he missed me or something. Maybe that guy was one of the people that caused the accident in the first place that Alyssa was talking about, if those rumors are true. I need to stop dwelling on it. I'm back where I'm supposed to be and everything is back to normal, except Crystal's name. How the fuck did I change that? Even though I couldn't help anyone in the past, I'm glad to be back home and with the people I care about. So all in all, it turned out to be a great day.
The next day. End of episode 2. Episode 3. September 11th, 2019.
Yeah, this is still quite old, like 2019. Yeah, I don't even think I've watched that much anime from 2019. That's how far back I am, guys. Ah! Well, I gotta make this not safe for work now. Jessica quickly rolls off your bed and hides from sight. Oh my god! Whoa! That is definitely his cock right in front of my face. Why is his dick out while I'm in bed with him? Maybe he got warm and unconsciously started stripping in the middle of the night. He used to do that all the time when he was younger. I don't know. I kind of want to see the rest. No, I shouldn't be looking. I should just get up and walk out of the room. Yeah, I'll do that. But maybe just a little peek. Yeah, just a little peek. No. Damn it. He's my roommate. I shouldn't be doing this. But it's already out. It's not my fault he whipped his dick out in the middle of the night. No, this is a bad idea. It's time to leave. Jessica gets up and starts to leave the room. Wow. I'm so close to it now. I have to know how big it really is. For science. Yeah, science! Oh my god! It's bigger than my head! Jessica starts reaching for it. Giggle. Amazing! Okay, that didn't wake him up. I want to do it again. Oh lord, here comes that girlish curiosity. What happens if I just keep pushing the thing? Would it go? It's like that little... Alright, so some of you guys probably weren't around in this time, but we used to have these little springy door stops. And as a kid, I would, you know, basically, if you move it upwards, it would go... So that's what I think she's doing. She's doing it like one of those little door stops. What happens if I flick it? Because what you would do is you would flick it and it would make a noise. You'll have to look it up because I don't think they really use them anymore. I haven't even seen them in stores. I guess people just quit with door stops. That's a mystery. Does anybody still use one of those springy door stops? Am I the only person that remembers this? Awesome! Ugh. Sounds like he's having a naughty dream. Okay, this is the last time. Meanwhile, inside of your dream. It's so fun! This is very creepy of me. Why am I doing this? Fuck, Jessica, get a hold of yourself. Why am I having such a hard time controlling myself? It's just that it's cock. It's beautiful. All right, one last time that I'm leaving. Oh God, I'm barely touching it. Lightly rubbing the head. Fuck, this is turning me on so much. My pussy's getting so wet. This is far too much excitement this early in the morning. I can't believe I'm doing this right now. I shouldn't be feeling this way. But fuck, it's beautiful. It's almost just like, wait. Jessica immediately leaves the room. Then comes back with her phone. I swear to God. Jessica puts her phone next to your penis and compares it to the picture on her phone. Oh my God. I've been masturbating to his cock the whole time. Fucking Skylar, I'm gonna kill that bitch. Jessica gets up and leaves the room and slams the door on her way out. Ah! The slammed door scares you out of your dream and sends you straight to the floor. Leave my dick alone! Oh my goodness, Grim, are you okay? Fearing something terrible has happened, Tiffany rushes into the room without knocking. Grim? Oh! I'm sorry! I didn't know you were, I got worried when I heard yelling and a loud bang. So, what's all the ruckus about? I don't know. I was dreaming and a loud bang scared me half to death and I fell off the bed. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Just a little shaken up. Are you sure? Whoa! He is rock hard. No. Quit staring, Tiffany. It's wrong. Yeah, I'm okay, Tiffany. I'll be out in a minute. She seems frozen in place as if she's transfixed by something. I know she's worried about what she heard, but surely she can see I'm fine. I'm not gonna lie, though. She is looking good in her underwear. Damn, the way that light is shining off her body. She has such a beautiful body. Those workouts that she's doing have paid off greatly. Oh, okay. Alright, get ready for school, then come out and get some breakfast. Okay, I'll be out in a few. See you in a few minutes. She was sure acting strange, and must have shocked her to see me exposed like this. I hope this doesn't make things weird between us. Shit, that dream was fucked up. I'm sick of having nightmares. At least Dad wasn't in this one. Well, time to get ready for school. Grim puts his shorts back on and starts getting ready for school. Alright, looks like another day at school. And I'll just pretend yesterday never happened. I'm just glad to get back to everyday life, school, and hanging out with friends. I should take a quick shower to help me wake up and then grab some breakfast. I'm surprised Darcy hasn't called me asking to come over this morning. Wait, where's my phone? Maybe she already did try to get a hold of me. Yeah? Grim, are you dressed? May I come in? Yeah, what's up? Here, you left your stuff in the bathroom. Oh, I must have left them in there when I took a shower last night. Hey, where'd you get an old phone like this? Oh, shit! I need to come up with something quick. I always see people online making memes about the old Nokia phones and it got me interested in old tech. So I found one online and picked it up from a local seller yesterday. These phones were all the rage when they came out. Jenny had the same model, it was the same color and everything. I love it, it brings back so many memories. Let me know if you find another one online. I might have to buy one myself. I like to have things like this to bring back memories from my past. Yeah, sure, I'll keep my eyes open. Especially one that's in such good condition like this one. It looks brand new. Yeah, the guy said it's never been used before. Oh, what a lucky find. Here you go. Okay, I'm gonna go pick up some breakfast. I'll be back soon. I'll see you in a bit. Alright, I'm gonna jump in the shower real quick and I'll be out. Sounds good. You take a quick shower before heading to the living room. That's better. I feel wide awake now. No, you have to pop it more. Huh? As you head into the living room, you can hear 90s hip-hop playing and people chatting. It's more like this. Wow, Tiffany, you sure know how to move your body. It's not that hard, Darcy. You're good with all that karate stuff, right? Make some martial arts, but yeah, I guess so. Then you shouldn't have any problem moving your body like this. You just need to train your muscles in those areas and be able to tell your body how to move. One more time. Watch closely this time. Darcy is right. She sure knows how to move her body. You make it look easy. I have no rhythm whatsoever, so I don't think I'd be able to move like that. That's what I thought the first time I tried it, but my sister Jenny helped me out. Go ahead and try it again. I should have never asked you to show me, but I guess it's only fair since you did it. Just don't laugh at me. Darcy can't quite move like Tiffany. And why is she making that weird face? This would be a good time to make my entrance and make fun of her. Oh my god, Darcy, are you okay? Yeah, why? You look like you're having a seizure. Oh, fuck off. Let's see you do it. I mean, screw off. Sorry. It's fine, Darcy. I don't care anymore. You guys are adults now. Go ahead. Swear all you want. Yeah, that's what I was waiting for when I turned old. You can curse all you want, and I will. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Gonna make a whole song about that. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cock, sucker, motherfucker, and tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cock, sucker, motherfucker, and tits. Alright, I think that's enough. Well, hope you got it all out of your system. I know I did. Alright, guys, so we'll see you back here with some more ripples. Eternum is coming at you next.